Because we left off yesterday discussing hefsek, if someone's maxing between the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel rosh. So so if someone's mafsig with dibur, with speaking, so bi'alach quotes in the chayyadam that he's misupi, if one or two words is considered a hefsig. However, the Mishbur himself brings a right from the Rosh, that's even one word. That even if you just answer Amen, and you weren't allowed to answer Amen, one word is enough of a hefsig that you have to make over a new bracha. The Mishbur brings down that if one heard, when he is Kaddish Kedusha, after he made the bracha on the Shalyad, and if he's going to do the Krichas, he won't have time to put on the Shalroish and to be able to answer. So he should put on the Shalroish before he does even the Krichas. As long as he tightened the Shalyad a little, it's on somewhat, that shouldn't move from its place. So you do one or two and then you put on the Shalroish. Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that it's mutter to put yourself in a matzav of a suffik. I mean, to be mafsi and put yourself in a matzav that you have to make the bracha of our mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch Rav's shita is like similar to the shita of the goy and the shita of the mechaber, and those are shame that you only make one bracha when you put on tefillin. If you're mafsig, then you'll make al mitzvahs on the shalresh, but otherwise you don't make a bracha al mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch Rav, the shita in his shita holds that you're allowed to be mafsig for kaddish kedusha, even though it's going to bring you now to have to make al mitzvahs on the shalresh. The ma'aseh, this question of whether one should answer to kaddish kedusha between the two tefillin is a machlekes rishayim. And the psak of the Mishnah Brura and the Mishnah Brura calls the Magen Mishnah is that you should not answer, but you should listen to it and be mechaven to it. I mean, you stop, you wait, you mechaven to it, then you go further. Okay, Lemaisa, also if someone was mafsik and they did answer the Kashin Kedusha, so the psak of many achronim is that you have to make the bracha again. There is a question between the Chayadim and the Arsiz Chayim, what bracha do you make if you're mafsik? So on this there seems to be a machlek is down to the achronim, The Aruch HaShulchan brings down V'yeshayim she'ene chayzim v'arach t'chim sh'alav chayva davazel le'gar misach l'tzach t'filin chaynir ikka, like the shita taz, that you won't have to make a bracha again. But like I said, Mishbru is machri, like the other pesim, that you chayzim v'arach, and he brings chayodim, artsis chayim, and all that. Rav Moshe has a truth about this also. The minig ha'olam is that one who is mafsik with dibur, even if it was a dibur shal kedusha, then on the Shalroish, you'll make two brachas, laniach and mitzvahs. And it's also kedai that you should be memashmish the Shalyad. Move the Shalyad out of its place, put it back in its place, tighten it before you make the two brachas. That's what you should do, lemaisa. There is another question over here where the Chayim bring the Pana Meiris that discusses if you heard your friend making the bracha on the tefillin shalyad, making the bracha of lanich tefillin, he answered amen to his bracha. Is that considered a hefsik or not? So it's a question. The Paiskim, we saw what the Kitzur said yesterday, and therefore over here, if someone did out of Hergel answer Amen to his friend's bracha on the tefillin, so then he won't have to repeat. He won't have to make a new bracha of laniach, because he could be semach on those Paiskim that hold that. You can be semach on those places in the hold that you don't have to be chayzim varach by the brachas. That's what comes out if someone did. Now, if someone spoke the tzarech that's filling, does not need to be chayzim varach. Avad lechatchili shouldn't be mafsik even with things that are the tzarech that's filling. Just like we find in Hilchos Seuda that lechatchili over there also, someone shouldn't be mafsik between the bracha and the eating. Even the tzarech hasudah lechatchila, so here also. But if he was mafsik the tzarech hatfilin, will not be a problem. Now, there's also a discussion over here of walking. Let's say you put your tefillin shayat on, and then you walked, or you put before you put your tefillin shal rosh on tight, you're walking. So you start to walk already to wherever you have to get to. So the Bar Heitav brings down that halicha is a hefsik even if you were not mesech das. And the Prima Golem brings down v'im beirach al shal yad lo haniach v'holach l'cheda achar. He went to a different room. Ayin betaz, mokin vrom, ayin al yiraba. It's a discussion. Therefore, one should be careful not to walk. Walking means walking dal ramais. A svar that's brought down some nacharim is that it's a hefsig in the Havai Achas that we were discussing yesterday. So it could be two problems. Either a shinim mokum, which will be like a hesach das, or it's a hefsig in the Havai Achas. So one should be careful not to walk. You walk into the mirror to check your tefillin. Most of the times you don't need to. You don't need to because it's in its right place. So it might not even be the tzarech tefillin. So if you first put on the shalroish, make sure it's on properly, then go to look at the mirror, if you're going to look at the mirror. A remez, we mentioned already, a remez also, a person should not do. If he was meramez, or he was hilach, or he did wait an amount of time between two tefillin, then he does not need to make a new bracha. Only if he spoke does he need to make a new bracha. Now this din that we said, he should not be mafsik between the two, tefillin shayah and shalroish, even with the davar shebekedusha, we say you should not be mafsik, is as long as you're making bracha. But let's say it's the tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam, or it's tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam or chol moed, where people put on without a bracha. So then the Mishmur says you should be mafsik, even though it's still in your vavayachas, you still could be mafsik for kaddish and kedusha. However, for baruch hu v'chashmoy, you should not be mafsik. And Moedim Drabban Lachara has a din like Amen, where we'll be mutter by Tfilin Drabban Tam and Amchal Moed. Now Amchal Moed and Rabban and let's say Tfilin Drabban Tam that you were mafsik in between four Kaddish and Kedusha, it's Kedai afterwards to move the Shalyad a little out of its place and put it back on, so that you'll get in the Havai Achas, which is mashm over here from the Lashon Mishbrura, that it's a kula. Even though you have an Eitzah that afterwards you can move it out of its place and move it back on, it's still a Yesh Lahakal to allow you to do this, to say Kaddish and Kedusha, and then do this Eitzah. The Eitzah is also B'dievet. The Ben Ishchai holds you should take it off and put it back on. Okay, so that's Sif Ches and Tes. Sif Yud, Yechavim ba'anochas tefillin she'tzivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu laniach tefillin, she'mechavim ba'anochas tefillin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us to put on tefillin she'esh medali parshis she'kosu ben yichud shmo yizbaruch v'yitzis Mitzrayim. It's written in these parshis about the yichud of the shame of the Baruch Shleilom and yitzis Mitzrayim. Al Zroya k'neged aleiv, on the Zroya he's also mechavim that he's putting it on his arm absis leif, while a roish on his head, keneged hamoyach absid his brain. Kadesh and Nizkar Tom and Nisim and Flois Asim. I know this is in order that we should constantly remember the Nisim and Flois that he did with us. Shemoyrim Ayichude, which shows his Yichud, his power and his single. Vashaloy Akoyach Vamim Shalab El Yainim Vatachtainim Lassis Kirtsaina. Yishabit Lois and Hashem, Yishim Shabbatim, Yin Hashemah, Shehi Bemoyach, Vigamalev, Sheikha Taibis, Vamachshavis. With this you'll remember the Bairi. V'yamit hana'is of, you'll be memayit in your hana'is of this world. V'yikayim v'lisasurach l'vavcha enecham l'chein k'sibitvul n'bein enecha. Now this kavana, the Bach points out that the reason for this kavana is because the Pasuk says v'ayu l'chol ha'isa yedecha l'man ti'yato yis Hashem b'ficha kibiyachazog ha'isi achav v'goyma. So the Pasuk itself is showing us that the Iker Mitzvah and Kiyuma is totally in the Kavana, that he has been Chavim Shas to keep a Mitzvah. And there are those places that hold that it's Likuva. However, the El Yerab, the Bach, will use a Lashon that you were Mekayim the Mitzvah Ketikuna, you were Mekayim the Mitzvah Bishleimus, and Mishbur brings from the Pirim Gondim that B'dievet, even if you were not Mechavim, and you were only Mechavim Lashem Mitzvah alone, you're Yaitza. Tach Shulchan says that even according to the Paiskim, the whole that mitzvahs do not need kavana. Over here, Zeu Vade Sheyesh Loi Leida Ikar Mitzvah. Umahusa, Ubetfilin, Imlo Yasim Aliva, In Yana Klav, you weren't Mason Alev, the Indian of Tfilin at all. Like Kiyama Mitzvah Ava, Kemaisa Koyth Ba'alma. Alakachi Chavman Chosin, therefore you have to be Mechavman Chosin. So we find that there's a bigger stress over here by Tfilin. Because of the Pasuk Leman, they have to be Mechavin by the Anachasim. If you take a look at the Lashem Yichud that's printed in Sidurim, so even though there was a tumult between the Noid Behuda and others, whether to say the Lashem Yichud or not, but the tumult was dafka on that first line where you're saying Tzirufim of the Shemis, so the Noid Behuda had a taina that you're saying in Yoni Kabbalah without even having the right Kavanas, you shouldn't say it, but if you start after the first line, you look at that at least a few times, you say it, you'll get used to the kavanas that one needs to have. There are better than five kavanas a person should have. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and we're being Meshabed our Moich and Lev to avoid this Hashem, and that he's being and we also that we should be Memayed in our Hanois. The tefillin should help us be mine in our noise in this world, and also that the bracha laniach is going not only on the sheyah but also on the shal roish. The whole idea of the tefillin is, if you take a look at it, it's you put on the tefillin like we just pointed out. Shal yad is on your arm, which is keneged the lev, and the shal roish is keneged the moyach, which is the machshavis of the person, the retzainis of the person. You be mishabe to avodas Hashem, which connects back down to the back of your head, which is the connection of the guf with your head. And you be mishabe the guf. The retzuis will learn one retzuah should go down to the makam atabor, and the middle of the stomach by the belly, and one goes down to the makam amila, which are the two big taivas that a person has is achila and mishgal, and so you be mishabe that to Ribbono Shel Olam, and also the hand, it's wrapped around the hand, which is the koyach ha-maisa, that's what you pile the maisa, which is also you bring mishabe to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the whole guf. Similarly, we find by tzitzis also. Tzitzis also says mantiz kiru. So there also the Bach points out that that's one of the mitzvahs, which, if you don't have kavana, maybe the ikuva, who brings the Prim Golden, that you'll be yotze b'di'eved without kavana over there. The kavana over there by tzitzis is that wearing the tzitzis, it should be a reminder to all the mitzvahs. It should be a constant reminder to all the mitzvahs. And a talis gadol you have that the atif is you're wrapped in the talis gadol, like you're wrapping yourself within the shechina. So over there also you have to be mechavin to the kavan is very important. There are those that have a minute to read the parshiyos before, after putting on the tefillin, the parshiyos that are written in the in the tefillin. Those that have the minig, have the minig. Those that don't, they don't need to read it. But the kavanas, they have to have.
When should you have the kavanas?
When? Maybe when? What
after,
the
you
wear
it, after the brachas?
No, you should have before you're putting it on. But if you didn't have before, you can have afterwards. Okay? Okay, have a great day.
Shut the light, shut the light.